Aleph, 13a. My guess is 2. We are Ahi Ipsidava Kamazavna. How do I find it? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15th line from the top, last word on the line. Hahi. Hahi Itza. There was a lady. Avakamazavni Varshachi. She was selling Varshachi. It's A1. I apologize.
I'll tell Shad's team what
she said. Fine, okay. Hahi Itza. There was a lady that Avakamazavni Varshachi. She was selling Varshachi. Rashi calls it Bintlus. I don't know what that is in French. In the side it says silk ribbons. Right. Whatever it is, there are other pshatim as well. We'll pick one pshat. It makes no difference. She was selling something. Asahu Gavra, man came. Chatav Arshachamine. He grabbed one away. Basically, in English we would say, he stole one. Amrale, Havanali. She said, can you give it back to me? Amrale, you have the luck of Kadeshusli. If I give it to you, will you be Mekadeshus? Shaklaseva Ishtika. She took it and kept quiet. She didn't say yes. She didn't say no. She reached out her hand and took it. Now, it's her item. It's her item that he stole. And now he wants to use it for Kedushin. Right? And she didn't say no. She just took it. Amar Rav Nachman, Yechayla Lameymar En Shakli, Udidi Shakli. I didn't agree to Kedushin. I wanted my thing back. I wasn't going to sit and fight with him. He offered to give it to me. I took it. I didn't mean to agree to the Kedushin. That's what the Rav Nachman said. Rashi, Varshachi Bindlus, right. Eitzvei Rav Alur Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman a question from a Brisa. Kitcha Begezel Ubechamas. A guy was Mekadesh a lady, either using a stolen item or a Chamas. Both ways is Gezel means stealing and not paying for it, and Chamas means taking it and dropping money there. Just no, without an agreement. Not that you forced the person to say yes. It's not the case. You just walked over to the guy, said, hi, I'm taking this, I'm leaving the money. Excuse me, I never said I'm talking to you. Doesn't make a difference. That's called chumas. Ubi gneva, gezel and gneva, gezel is open, gneva is private, hidden. Ashechotov seller miyada, or he grabbed a seller from her hand. V'ketchup, v'kudashas. Now, I don't know why Chatov Selam Yoda is different than Gezo, but how does he translate Gezo? A stolen item from somebody else, or a stolen item from her? What does he say? Archcrome.
Robbery.
Does he say from whom? No. Could be it's from someone else, and because he stole it, and the person was miyayish, I don't know. It's going to be a bright sum later on. The part we're concentrating on...
He says from the very woman.
From the very woman?
More later, interpret the bright sum, but only goods that the man thief from the very woman seeks.
Fine, okay. So we'll learn that way. So either he stole an item, chamas, gneva, or he grabbed the money from her and did kedushin, she's mekudeshes. What do you mean? What happened to En Shakli with the D Shakli? Right? He's Mekadisha with it. She takes it. We say Mekadishas. Didn't Rav Nachman just say she can say I never agreed? That the Gemara Hasan bin Shadach. There, they were engaged. And therefore, the assumption is they were engaged. When she grabbed it, she was Mechulim. That's the assumption. The assumption is that if they weren't engaged and a guy comes and he grabs something from the woman and gives it back to her, who do you think you are? But they were engaged to be married. Since they were engaged, it makes sense that even though he grabbed it, she's Michael. She's marrying him. She's engaged to him. Rashi.
She's using her money to get from Mekadesh. The guy is so much a loser.
She didn't get anything.
She's Michael, and he's Kainet, and then gives it to her.
Yeah,
he gave her the item. No, the kitcha means he was Mekadisha with it. Means he gave it to her.
There has been a transfer
of value. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Gezel, the Loya of Dummy. Chamsa diyagdami. Avaloinis ratzu bayla marla mumkar. So Rashi's trying to make sure you don't make a mistake with the Gemara Baba Basra, which says if I take a gun to somebody's head and he agrees to sell it to me, that's a valid sale. So Rashi said she never agreed to this transaction. He did it on his own. But the shadach, she dibur b'chayim b'chayim, she had talked to her beforehand, but the shratzis l'iskadesh loy, and she agreed to become married to him. The husband, tishaska, b'shim d'nikalahu. There, if she keeps quiet, it's because she's agreeing. Zokta Gemara, umenat temra. And how do I know, Zokta Gemara, the shani lam be shadach l'loy shadach? We're now going to prove it. Now, we proved it. We didn't prove it. We answered it to save Rav Nachman from Akash and the Braisa. Here we're going to show that there's a contradiction of Braisas. That forces us to say an answer. Let me try to explain. When Amira says something, and I have a question from a Braisa, I have two options. I can say the Amira is wrong, or I can say I have an answer. If I have a contradiction in Braisas, I have to come up with an answer, because we don't say Braisas are wrong. That's a very far-out option. To say an Amir is shver, he didn't know the Braisa. It happens. People don't know every Braisa. Amiron did not know every Braisa. They knew every Mishnah. If one doesn't know a Mishnah, he can't be an Amira. Madrega 101 of an Amira, they knew every Mishnah. But the Rishayim speak out that many Amiron did not know all the Braisas. They didn't know all the Braisas. They weren't written down. They weren't gathered together. There were people that knew a lot of Braisas, and they used to tell Amiron the Braisas. So it's possible that Rav Nachman did not know the Braisa, and had he known the Braisa, he would have retracted. The Gemara gave an answer. But when you have a contradiction in Braisas, that forces the answer, and that's a proof that the answer is correct. Yes?
I mean, it says Pharaoh several times. Gemara, so-and-so is not that Braisa, or if there's a Braisa.
I just said that.
Yeah,
I said, but Mishnah, you'll never find that.
In Mishnahs you do find that.
No.
Where when Rebbe redacts and leaves several opinions, and those opinions are contradictory, those are...
I didn't say that. I said there's no such thing as an Amira not being aware of a Mishnah.
Agreed.
That's what I said.
Absolutely agree. There are crises which are not in agreement.
Again, I didn't say that. All I said was, Amiram did not know every Braisa. And therefore, when an Amira is asked from a Braisa, he obviously, it could very well be he did not know the Braisa when he said his halacha. When you will never find that an Amira did not know a Mishnah. That's what I said. Zakti Gemar Baiter. Uminat Tema de Shanelam Beit Shadach Lushai Shadach. How do I know there's a difference between Shidduch and not Shidduch? Lutanya. Amar lo kinsi sela zu shani chayim lechi. Guy said to her, the woman, here, take this money that I owe you. The chazav amalah, his kachili boy. Then he said to her, you know what? Take it for kedushin. Beginning, he wanted to pay her back in a debt, or whatever else he owed her money. But then he said, take it for kedushin. And she took it. So now, b'shas matan boz, if he said it at the time he gave her the money, meaning he changed his mind from what he wants to use the money at the time that he gave the money, before he handed the money, Ratzasa Mekudeshes, let Ratzasa Eid Mekudeshes. If she said, we don't know what Ratzasa means, we'll just say, if she wants, she's Mekudeshes. She doesn't want, she's not Mekudeshes. Again, a man walked over to a woman, in this case, and said, I owe you money, here it is. And before he hands it to her, he says, you know what, let me use this money for Kedushin, and he hands it to her. So Ratsa Semakudashis, we don't know what that word is. Lai Ratsa Sayinamakudashis. La Akramatan was, if he sent it to her after he handed the money, he said, here's the money I owe you. And after he handed it to her, he said, oh, by the way, can I do Kedusha with that money? I feel a Ratsa Sayinamakudashis. He didn't give her anything. He had given it to her before. It was right. Now, my Ratsa Sayinamakudashis, my Lai Ratsa Sayinamakudashis. In the first case, when it said Ratzasa Mekudeshes and Lai Ratzasa Eidna Mekudeshes. What is Ratzasa and what is Lai Ratzasa? Elaim Ratzasa Damra In. If Ratzasa means she has to say yes, and Lai Ratzasa Damra Lai, and Lai Ratzasa means she said no, So what happens if she said nothing? If ratzasa means we need a positive response, and loy ratzasa means we had a negative response, again, in the first case. He walked over to her and he said, listen, lady, I want to pay you back what I owe you. And before he handed her the money, he said, I want to be mekadesh you. So the bride said, ratzasa, yes, loy ratzasa, no. What is ratzasa? Positive response? Loy ratzasa is a negative response? What if there's no response? She just took it. Ha ishtika, what would happen if she kept quiet? Have a kedushin? If you would say that it's only a negative response that makes no kedushin, but no response is kedushin, this the mekudeshes stop. So why doesn't it just say mekudeshes? Why say ratzasa? Meaning, if the halacha is, the guy walks over and says, here's the money I owe you, and before he hands it to her, he says, I'm doing it for kedushin, and she takes it, she's mekudeshes. So just say that. Why say ratzasa? Just say mukadashas. Why ratzasa in the mukadashas? Why does it have to say ratzasa? Ella must be. Ratzasa d'amr in, and why ratzasa the ishtika? The opposite. Ratzasa means she needs a positive response. And why ratzasa means not that she said no, but there was no response. And we're saying, if there's no response, it's in the mukadashas. Why? Because he owes her the money. The guy owes her money. He owes her $1,000. He walks over and says, I have the $1,000 I owe you. It's his money, by the way. He owes her $1,000. And then he says to her, I want to be mekadesh you with $1,000. Now, if she says yes, that's great.
What's she getting?
She's getting the money he owes her.
But it's her money.
No, first of all, it's not her money. A debt is not her money. It does not belong to her. It's a debt. Again, he's giving her $1,000. He started off saying, I'm paying you back $1,000. He changed his mind, and he said, no, I'm using this $1,000 for kedushin.
Oh, the debt remains
a debt. The debt remains a debt.
Okay.
It doesn't make a difference, but we'll learn that way to avoid your caution. The debt remains a debt. And now, if she says yes, she's mekadeshes. Loy ratzasa can't be no, because if it means no, that means stop is mekudeshes. Then it shouldn't say ratzasa. Teretz says ratzasa means yes, and loy ratzasa means not yes. But she didn't say no. She just kept quiet. And the reason she's not mekudeshes is because she took the money because he owes it to her, not because she agreed to the kedushin. Now, let's finish this raya. So this Bryce is saying that anytime a woman is owed money, right? Anytime a woman is owed money, he might want to make it kedushin, but unless she says yes, we say no. We say she just wants to take the money she's owed. That's what this Bryce is saying. Because if we're right, again, the Bryce says yes and loy ratzasa. We're trying to figure out what is ratzasa mean? What does loy ratzasa mean? If ratzasa means yes and loy ratzasa means no, what happened to when she had said nothing? Terence says we translate ratzasa to mean yes, and loy ratzasa means not yes. That means quiet. And it's not mekudeshes. Why? Because she never said I agreed to kedushin. He didn't give her anything. He gave her what he owes her. She took it as payment of the debt. That's a great brisa. But then it's a contradiction to the other brisa that says when you give her back her stolen item, it's mekudeshes. Now we have a contradiction in brisas. Forget about Rav Nachman, who said that she can say, I took back my own thing. Here we have a brisa that says she can take back, say, I took back my own thing. And it's not even a stolen item, it's a debt. But the other brisa said, with a stolen item, she is mekudeshes. So now what we've done is, turn the kasha on Rav Nachman into a contradiction of brises, which forces us to come up with an answer. Can't just say it's wrong. So must be the kasha have the kasha begins to become a subneva shekhat to sell beyond the kitchen mukadeshes. Now we've turned a contradiction in brises. That's what we're saying. Forget Rav Nachman. We have a contradiction in brises. This svara that Rav Nachman said, which is backed up by a brisa, that a woman can claim, I took it because he owed it to me. It's a debt. It's only when there was no shiduchim. But if there's a shidduch, that changes the whole thing. Then we say, she had agreed to Kedusha before. There's no reason to think she changed her mind. She reached out her hand and took it. She's Mekudeshes. So it forces us to accept the answer that we said. That's what the Gemara said. I can prove the answer. We prove the answer by a question, by having a contradiction of Rises. Rashi. Yes, Doctor, you had a question
here?
Already.
Anybody have a question on the phone?
Rabbi, I have a question. Regardless of whether there was shidduchim or not, regardless of whether they had previously spoken about it, why isn't he required to give something that's his as opposed to hers?
In which case? In the case of the debt, he is giving something that's his.
In any case, why should he be able to use his repayment of a debt or something he forcibly took from her? That's not his. Why doesn't the object that he uses have to be something that belongs completely to him that's worth a pruta?
Let me ask you a question, Harvey. What would happen if a lady gave her husband, they're engaged, and the lady gave her husband a psalmen box? I just picked some weird thing, right? A psalmen box. And he says to her, I want to be mekadesh you with this psalmen box. It would be a good condition. She gave it to him as a present. Now, in the case of the debt, the money belongs to him. He has an outstanding debt. He doesn't have to pay it now. He can pay it a different day. So he's now coming and saying, the money I have here that I could use for an outstanding debt, I decided to use for a condition. That's totally his. The question you have is in a stolen item. It was her item, he stole it. But if she's Michael to him, that means she gave him a present. Shadich tells me that unless otherwise said, the woman is willing to forgive her husband for stealing, and therefore is receiving back something she had given him. It's the besamim box. Now, granted, she didn't initiate this present, but he took it. So because she's engaged to him, she should be screaming her head off, and she's not. That's a raya that she's vaychoit. Now, if she's not engaged in it, she just says to herself, what am I arguing with this guy for? Let him just give me back my item. But once she's engaged to him, it's a different relationship. And therefore, we assume she gave him the present item that he took.
I know, maybe I'm missing something. I don't understand why this thing that he uses, shouldn't it be unencumbered by any of this? Shouldn't it be undoubtedly his without a future forgiveness, without it being in another
form? Not a future forgiveness. The previous forgiveness.
If he steals something from her, and they are not, there's whatever, whether they're engaged or they're not engaged, if he steals something from her, you're saying that when he gives this back to her, she's forgiving him, but it's not.
She forgave him before he gave it back to her.
Just because they're not married,
couple, but he steals something unless otherwise indicated, she forgives him.
So she's already given it up when he took it. She knows it's gone, and she already considers it his.
Correct.
All right. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The item that was stolen, he could be mekadesh a woman with?
It's stolen from her.
So you're saying they were engaged prior to the theft that he took it from her, and she's forgiving him for it?
Correct.
But if that wasn't the case, he could not kadush, have kadushin with a woman with a stolen item. Is that
Right. That we're going to see that in the third parak.
Even.
Can you do kedusha with a stolen item? And the answer is going to be no.
Okay.
Even if she wasn't Miyayish?
But that's what the Gemara is going to get into there, so we're not learning the base okay. now, so we'll leave it for later.
Right.
Yes.
Money with a lien on it?
I don't know what that means.
That money.
There is no lien on cash. There's only lien on land. There's no such thing as a lien on cash. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Neima Mekudesh Estam. L'yitzchak L'fugi L'meimar D'chi Amar Lo'yin Mekudesh Estam. Abaktanim Yoydim Ba. Everybody knows if a woman says no, she's not Mekudesh Estam. There's no reason to say it. Ki Hasam Gretanya B'hid L'lo B'shasrat Mo'ot Mekudesh Estam. Lo'y Rasa said, Yishtikam. B'kabilte she accepted. But long ain't Mekudesh Estam. The Nidoshan Club. She's taking her debt. L'achamat Mo'ot. And if he gave it to her already, Afilo Rata said Amri in, even if she says yes, but now she already has the money. Like Mikacha, the Bikara Kabil to Mechaiva, she took it for a debt. Vikiyod Amri in, Vikiyod Lamidi. If he gave her money because he owed her money, and then 10 minutes later he said, you're Mekadeshes to me, with that money, she didn't get anything now. El Kashahach, Maskana de Benatayimri, this is the end of the riot. Yes.
Remember we learned Sukkah before?
Yes, we learned Sukkah about 20 years ago, yes.
Okay, so there's a din up there of a woman,
that's a din of mitzvahs, yes.
Okay, so could she, like, she took it for the loan, could she, like,
I don't know what that means.
She has to take it back again?
He has to give it to her so she can give it to him as a present. Let's say the kedushin under the chuppah wasn't done correctly. He handed her the ring, and he didn't say it mekadeshously.
She didn't say it?
What would happen today, in 2023, the nervous chassan there stuttered his words and couldn't get Ariat mekadeshously out, and he handed her the ring.
He has to say it?
Yes.
100%?
Yes.
So he had a whole shale in there.
Again, what I'm asking Lamaise, you know what they do? She gives him back the ring as a present, and then he does the kedushin again. And whatever is the better picture is the one that goes into the album. I'm just giving a theory. There has to be a nesina for kedushin. She can give him an item as a present, and then he gives it back to her. By the way, leaving kedushin alone for a second. People didn't want to give, this isn't the Gemara, we had it, Masechta's getting. People didn't want to spend money on writing a get. So the woman paid the cipher to write the get. It belonged to her. She can't be divorced with her get. She gives it to the husband as a present, and he divorces her with the shtar that she paid for and gave him as a present. That's what the Gemara says in Dabchav Aleph, I believe it is, in get.
She writes it.
She pays the cipher to write it.
That's because we know Git is different than...
Because of law. He has to write it. It has to belong to him. Dr. Gemara, she understands what's at stake here. She knows it means he's giving him a present. Now, as man as that, the husband pays for the divorce. But in the Gemara's time, women paid the cipher to write a divorce which had to belong to him, gave it to him as a present, and then received it as a divorce. Dr. Gemara Bait. Kinach Nafshi Ravasi. We are now switching gears totally. Kinach Nafshi Ravasi. When Ravasi was Nifter, Aylu Rabbanu L'Tzidil L'Shmaitzei. Now, what they had to do is, L'Havdu Elav Alvi Abdolos, one ever visited a Shiva house, Vayaleinu V'Vayaleichem, and there's a tape recorder there to tape every story that they can say about the person. So the children, the family, should have a Zecher.
He wrote it. He wrote it.
Okay, I know that. I watched.
Why'd you say it?
I said, you see a lot of times there's a recorder there. And it records all the stories. Now, when Ravasi was Nifter, they didn't have tape recorders, number one. And number two is, in those days, the Gemara had not been written. So many different people knew halachas from Ravasi. And everybody wanted to know everything about Ravasi, what he said in learning. This is not his family. This is his Talmidim. Talmud A knew one halacha, Talmud B knew another halacha, Talmud C knew a third halacha, but A and B didn't know what C knew. And it wasn't written down. So they got together and everybody said over what they heard from Ravasi. So therefore, everybody can now know what Ravasi said. That's what they did. Shinach Navshin Ravasi, when Ravasi was Nifter, Ayvu Rabbanan Liktunu Lishmaitse, Rabbanan got together to gather his halachas. So everybody should know everything Ravasi said. Amalei Humi Rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. So one of the Rabbanan, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. He said, Hachi Amar Ravasi. He said, oh, Ravacha, hear it from Ravasi. Shame, shame, Isha Nichnas V'Pachas Mishav Pruta. Just like a lady cannot be acquired with less than a Pruta, Kach, Ein Karka Nichnas V'Pachas Mishav Pruta. Now the Rishonim are very bothered. We learn not Isha from Karka. So why in the world are we saying, just like a woman can't be acquired less than a Shav Pruta, so can Karka. If anything, Karka teaches woman, not woman teaches Karka. So the Rishonim say that that's sometimes how the Gemara talks. It says the thing that we know Pashut last. So it says, just like Lemaisa, we know a woman needs a Shavah Pruta, Karka also needs a Shavah Pruta. Money is Pruta. Amrulay, so this is what he said over in Ravasi, that a woman cannot become a Kadeshus with less than a Pruta. End of story. Even if she wants to, doesn't work. The price is that you can acquire land with less than a pruta. Ravasi is saying land can't be acquired with less than a pruta. We have a price that it says it can. Amalei, Sir Amalehem, Sir Yaakov answered, Ki Tanya Ibchalipin. The price means to say that land has a different venue, a different kinyan, a different way of acquiring, called Chalipin. Chalipin doesn't have to be a Bruta. It can be a Keli. It can be anything. It can be a pen that's not worth a Bruta. And therefore, that works by Karka, but by Isha, we said, she's not willing to become a Kadesha, so by Chalipin. That could give a limit base. So therefore, that's what the Brisa means, that Karka can be acquired with less than a Bruta. Doesn't mean with money. Less than a Bruta is not money. It's a different kind of kinyan. It's Chalipin. 1 second. The Tanya, Kainim Bikli, Abba B'Shem B'Shem B'Pruta. Yes.
Well, why did Rebbe, there's two ways you could have understood this, that Ein B'Shem B'Pruta is not Shem B'Pruta, or we don't look, we learn like Shmuel that says, you don't investigate to see if there's something like
interesting. I didn't see anybody say that, but maybe.
That
I hear what you just said. Maybe I'm not agreeing or disagreeing.
Wouldn't Shmuel, he agrees it has to be a Shavuot, not there.
Right. He wants to say that they're saying for Ravasi that it has to be a Pruta here. I don't see it in the Gemara. I don't see not like that in the Gemara. I would like to see somebody say that. You can put it in your Sefer.
My Sefer is speaking so hard. There's so much.
Rashi. That's
my,
Rashi.
My son one now is writing. He's an editor now.
I'm glad.
And there's no time for me.
You don't pay him enough. Lictinulus might say. If you paid him the right amount, he would have time for you. Lictinulus might say. Niskabu bebeis hamedrash. Niskabtsu lebeis hamedrash. They gathered to the beis hamedrash.
I gave my daughter.
The Amru. Kol shashama shmua chadasha mipiv. Anybody heard a new halacha from his mouth. Yemarna ba'azne chaveirav. Should say it in the ears of his friends, the Litzarfam, to combine them, Shlo Yishtakhu. That way it won't be forgotten. Kainim B'Chalipin, Shalof Ishnaloi, says you can use a shoe. Any Kaili can be used for Chalipin. But once the Gemara said what they said about Kedushin, we now go into other things that they said at that gathering. And we're going to talk about different things that have nothing to do with Masechtas Kedushin. Hadu Yastu Vikamri. They were sitting and they said, How the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Kol she'ini v'dei b'tiv gittin the kedushin le'hesi gemon. That which Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, that anybody that doesn't know Hilchos Kedushin and Gittin, don't do it. Don't be in charge of Kedushin or Gittin if you don't know the halacha. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan. So Rav Asi said the name of Rav Yechanan on those kinds of people, the Kashin Loilam Yaisim Daramabu. They're worse than the Daramabu. He added, Shmuel said, stay away. And Rav Yechanan said, Rav Asi said the name of Rav Yechanan, that if you don't stay away, those people do more damage to the world than Dar HaMabul. How do I know that? Shenemar. Allah v'kachash. False oaths and denial of money. Ratzayach, killing. V'ganav, and stealing. V'niyav, and thus. Partzu, how is the word pronounced?
Paratu,
which means they spread, they have children. Damim b'damim nagu. The blood touches the blood. That's what the Pasuk, I read the Pasuk, translated the words. And, my mashma, where do you see from here that people who don't know Gittin and Kedushin are worse than Dar HaMabul? Because the Matagam Rav Yosef, Moldim benin mesheich avereyon. They give, paratsu means, they give, have children from their friends' wives. Choyven al choyven meisifen. They add bad to bad. What is he called? What?
Sin upon sin.
Sin upon sin they add. Uksev. That's the avarice that people were doing in those days of Hosea. Uksev. The pasuk continues. Al kein te'av el aretz. Therefore, the world mourns. V'um al kayesh reba, and all in the world will be uprooted, cut off. Chayes asada, the animals of the field. Ayf hashemayim, the gam degei hayam yasu, and the fish will die. V'ilu b'dar ha'mabul enigzur gzera adag mushabiyam. This is worse than the mabul. By the mabul, the fish survived. Now, what does that got to do with Tifkit and the Kedushin? So, before I should explain an interesting thing. Usually, Eishes Ish does not result in Mamzerim. Because even if a woman is Mizana, but Lamaisa, she spends more time with her husband than she spends with a strange man. And Eishes Ish gets Mizana, that is, she's Mizana. It's a infrequent relationship. She's married. She has a husband. There's no reason to assume that the pregnancy came from that guy. However, what happens if somebody doesn't know to get the Kedushin? So he paskins that the woman is not an Eishes Ish, and she marries somebody, and she has children. And that happens because of this man who paskins halacha that he didn't know. Worse than Dar HaMabul. Because it says that even the fish will die from that. Because there we're talking about Mamzerim. Mamzerim don't usually happen from one-night relationships. They happen from a constant relationship. How do you have constant relationships with an Eishes Ish? Must be that it's not an Eishes Ish that the guy knows. The Rav paskins that she's not an Eishes Ish. The Rav had no business paskining. He's ain't a day but him getting the Kedushin. Because of that, she ended up marrying somebody else. And because of that, she ended up having Manzerim. All because of him. And the Pasuk says, the fish will die. And that's worse than the Dar HaMabul. Now, the Gemara is going to say, there's a whole list of Averas there. How do you know that's the one Avera that triggers it? Maybe all those Averas together are worse than the Dar HaMabul, not each individual one. So that's the Gemara will get to. But we're assuming now that means each individual one can cause worse than the Dar HaMabul. How? Because the fish die. What does it got to do with Tim Gittin and Kedushin? Before I should explain. Because this results usually from a mistake in Kedushin. Somebody paskened wrong. We usually do not have Mamzerus from an Eishes Ish. Uncommon. Mashiach came to this. This could be common. Somebody paskened that she's not an Eishes Ish. She goes and gets married, has kids, they're Mamzerim, all because of him. Rashi. Zokt Rashi, Adi Yatsi, Kamer, B'Shemaita, Ravasi. They said over Halachas and Ravasi. Hantam Rav Yehuda, Am Ravasi, Allah, Koshim, Lo'idlam, Dayanim, Hamayim, Hayro, Barayas. It's worse to the world, the person with a paskin, Arayas, Reina, Bekim, Yoysi, Midaram, Abu. My Mashman, Ba'achah, the Koshim, Lo'idlam. How do you see that they're worse than the Daram, Abu? The Koyal, Ke, Tovah, Aishas, Ish. How do I know that's going in Aishas, Ish? The Targum of Yosef. I mean, Boki Targum Neviim. She Targum Yosef and Benazio. He knew Targum Neviim. The high parts of Damim Bedamim Nogu by Eishes Ish Goi. That they parts of Damim Bedamim is going by Eishes Ish. He knew that from the Targum. Haratzu Kamei Bechay Yifret Malidim Benin. Okay, now before I move on, there's an interesting Taisus in a number of places in Shas that. This is a very common thing, Kizimatargim Rav Yosef. Kizimatargim Rav Yosef is very common in Shas, that he's the one we quote for Targum. Why? Why is he? So Taisus brings a Shita. There's a halacha, the Dvarim Shibiksav, Yatar Ashar Laimer Balpeh. You're not allowed to learn Chumash Balpeh. Rav Yosef, Rachman al Islam, was blind. He couldn't learn Chumash. So he learned Targum. The way he learned Chumash was by learning Targum. Couldn't learn the Lashon Kodesh.
Do I'm Shem Iksav,
Yatzer
Ishar Lomer Balpeh. He knew it, he just...
Couldn't learn it. So therefore he was the master of Targum because he learned Targum all the time. Taisus disagrees with that. He says, because Rachman al-Litzan, if somebody's blind, he's allowed to learn Chumash Balpeh. It's only for somebody who can read the Biksav. Somebody who can't read the Biksav can learn Chumash Balpeh. Teretz is, Rav Yosef happened to know Targum, not because he was blind. That's what Taisus says. Just as an aside, this leads to a discussion of a machloikas. This halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav, Yatzer Ishar Lomer Balpeh, how far do we take it? Shulchan Aruch passes it. Except by a Dover Harago. Thing that everybody knows Balpeh, you can say Dvarim Shebiksav Balpeh. So Ashrei, which everybody knows Balpeh, you can say Balpeh. Things that everybody knows, you're allowed to say Balpeh. Only things that most people don't know Balpeh, that you can't say Balpeh. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the sheet of brought
Tanach.
How do
you say Chumash, Rabbi?
Tanach. Oh, I thought
you said Chumash.
I meant Tanach. My mistake. I meant
that.
I made a mistake. That would be okay. A lot of other things that everybody knows about that. Shema. Shema.
Birchas Rabbanim. I mean, Friday night.
I have no idea what you're doing. Kiddush.
No.
By Hulu.
No. Birchas Rabbanim.
Oh, you simply look at Kavrayim and Nash. Okay, fine. The Gra argues, the Gra paskins, like some Rishayim, that the Yisra of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatzer Ishar Lomer Balpeh is only when you're being mighty somebody. But if you're not being mighty anybody, there's no Yisra. So going to the Gra, you can say Gantz Tanach Balpeh. But if you're laning Sefer Torah, you're being mighty people in Kriyas HaTorah, then you cannot say a Balpeh. That's the Shita Sagra. There are people that are Machmer, they never say a Pasuk without reading it inside. There are people that are Machmer that way. Halachically speaking, it makes me gay. Yitzchak Margaretin gets up and speaks sometimes in Shul. Right? And he's going to say a Shtikul Torah on the Pasuk of Eila Mishpatim. Right? Do I have to read Eila Mishpatim, Moshe Tosfos' name inside? Can I say it Balpeh and say my Shtikul Torah? According to the Gra, I can definitely do it. According to the Shulchan Aruch, not so partial that I can do it. And therefore, there are many people, if you watch certain people, they will always have a Chumash with them, and they will read the simplest Pasuk from the Chumash. Because they're being Machmer, not to say it Balpeh. It's a Machlokes. I've watched many people like that.
Maybe one.
What?
Maybe one.
It doesn't make a difference. I've watched many people do it. I don't know if Reb Chaim was makpid on that. Reb Chaim never davened or benched without a sitter. He always did everything from a sitter, that I know. I always told my class, isn't it amazing? Reb Chaim remembers every Tysus in Shas Bal Peh, but he just can't remember benching. He always has to use the sitter. You fellows seem to know benching so well. It's amazing. Reb Chaim, who is much older than you fellows, and he knows every Tysus in Shas Bal Peh, he just can't get benching straight. He has to do a sitter.
Who knew every Tysus Bal Peh?
I said Reb Chaim's died.
Every Tysus?
I don't know. I didn't for him, but they said he knew. I didn't give him a bechin. I don't know, but he didn't know benching. He had to bench him a sitter, and Shema he said from a sitter also. So you know, again, I used to tell that to my class. All the time, they always bench Baal Peh. You know what I mean? They know benching. You know, so I said it's amazing how they mastered something that he didn't master. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Back to Gemara. Maybe he has to do all of them. How do you know the pasuk is saying it's worse than Dara Mabu by one Aveira? There's many listed there. There's Allah, Kochash, Sheah, Ganav, Noah, Pratsu, a lot of Aveiras there. Dr. Gemara, Laisak, Daitam, the Sivki, may Allah of the Haaretz. Because the pasuk says afterwards, it's because of false oaths that the world gets destroyed. It means the pasuk is saying anyone. Doesn't repeat them all there. Just says what? Frankly, Gemara Veiba, Allah Luchud Vanach Luchudayan. Maybe false oaths are the worst. They do it by themselves, and everything else you need together. Dr. Gemara, Miksif Uparatsu, Paratsu Ksif. Doesn't say, and they have Mamzerim. It's a separate thing. That means every single one of these things, or at least the last one, by itself causes destruction of the world. And that's because the Rav who did it didn't know halacha. He had no business doing it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, may Allah of the Aris. The Al-Miksiv says it elsewhere. That's in Yirmiyah and that's in Hosea. That kol chad de kamar, al kein tavel, the Allah chad de manach de krakamehi. Only one. Miksiv uparatsu de maisev al inyan rishin. That it say, and the Neku Akein Akula Milsu, which is saying it's going in all of them, Paratsuk Siv. Milsu Babinavshi, it's a thing by itself. And that by itself, it says, Alkein Te'avil Aretz. Hadu Yatsu Vikamri. Now, by the way, the test is only up to Kinach Navshid Ravasi. When I wrote the test, I had no idea how far I was going to get this week. So the test only goes to Kinach Navshin Ravasi.
I have a question, Rabbi. How can you end off? Oh, you got two there?
Yeah.
Oh, but not that wasn't the last thing.
No.
Oh, Rabbi, you can't end off with something bad.
No, I didn't. I'm not sure why stealing money and using for Kedushin is something good, but I got it. Also, next week's schedule is Sunday's Chazara and Monday, Thursday, and Friday. We have Shir. 3 days. Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Tuesday and Wednesday is Purim.
We have a vote that we should have Wednesday also.
You can come and say Shir. I'm not committing myself to being here at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you can. I have no objection. I don't see the difference. Do you wear Big Day Shabbos on Shushan Purim?
Do I wear Big Day Shabbos on Shushan Purim? Can I ask my wife?
I try to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shushan Purim. Yeah, it's a Yom Tov. Yom Tov. So, it's Shushan Purim. It's a Yom Tov. You ever go to New York and Lakewood? Everybody wears Big Day Shabbos on Shushan Purim, yeah. 100%. See them go with Strymuch. It's the Yom Tov, Shushan Purim. Here in Cleveland, nobody does it. I do it. I always had a cheshek to do it, and I never could bring myself to do it. Then one year, I did something that I thought I'd need a kapara for, so I wore Big Day Shabbos on. I went to Megillah, I forgot to change the Shabbos clothing. I felt like a thing. So I said, you know what, it's a simmon to me that I should be wearing Big Day Shabbos even Shushan Purim. Why not? It's the Yom Tov. Go to New York, they're all walking around with Scrimler. Go to Lakewood, they're all wearing Tim.
Where are your costumes?
No, I didn't say where it's costume. That's not Big Day Shabbos.
Yeah, what's your argument for it? Maybe we shouldn't work on Wednesday.
Maybe. Doesn't say that. I didn't say that. You're the one that said that.
I'll ask my boss.
We're going to stop here instead of going right there.